Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman. A battle for an IS-held city in Libya could be nearing an end. Forces aligned with Libya's unity government say they are close to taking control of the Islamic State-held port city of Sirte. The French news agency AFP reports heavy fighting was taking place near the Ouagadougou Conference Center that is being used as an IS command center. Warplanes also attacked IS-held positions. Fighters aligned with the government of National Accord began the battle for Sirte, the former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's hometown, in early May. Ahmed Hadia, a spokesman for the pro-government forces, told the Associated Press Friday the offensive is nearing its final stage. Militias from the western city of Misrata were able to reach the outskirts of Sirte earlier in the week, although they were slowed by mines and attacks by suicide bombers. Pro-government fighters are besieging the city from three directions: the west, the south, and the east. Two blasts at a Shiite shrine in a suburb of the Syrian capital have killed at least eight people and left many others wounded. Syrian state media say a suicide bomber struck at the entrance of the Sayyida Zainab shrine south of the center of Damascus. That blast was followed by a car bombing at the heavily guarded shrine important to Shiites throughout the world. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports a higher death toll than do Syrian authorities, saying at least 12 people were killed while dozens of others were wounded. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks, which took place in an area where several other bombings have taken place in the past, often claimed by IS militants. This is VOA News. Afghan